Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Matthew Ownby is here. Matthew is a great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for about 4 years. He's the Chief Human Resources Officer and Senior Vice President at Aflac, an organization I've been happy to know about for a long time, many, many years. I've been not only is just seeing them in the marketplace, knowing people who work for them and who were very successful with them, but also as customer. Aflac's been a customer of mine over the years, and we have always appreciated that. Matthew, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it being here.
It's good to have you back, Matthew. Hey, Matthew, one of the things that I've been concerned about and have been cautioning my audience about is that we're living in a time when there's a dearth of talent out there, especially the really good people. And everybody, corporate America, small businesses, Main Street small businesses, are all needing good people. And if you've got a good people, you need to figure out how to keep them. And I've been right, warning small businesses about not letting a big company, a bigger company, maybe not a publicly traded company, could be just be a larger company in the area. I've been cautioning them about getting their key people poached. And one of the ways that I've been encouraging them to think about this is if they get poached, one of the things that's going to happen is it's going to be because of benefits. And I've been encouraging small business owners to think about creative ways, new ways to lock up their key people. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. I mean, you and I have been talking about this issue for, like you said, the past 4 years. And we were talking about this when there was a 7 to 9% unemployment rate. Now that we're under 4%,
right,
I think these topics that you're talking about are even more important. And to your point, it's not just about finding the right people. It's about keeping them. And we know that benefits are very, very high on the list of keeping people in roles. And we know that employers, especially small business employers, can play a huge opportunity and have a big effect on people in a way that big employers can't by helping their employees understand and connect to the benefits that are out there and that are being offered to them. And I think small businesses are uniquely positioned to do that because they have usually a better connection to their employees.
Well, there's no question about it. They're like our family, and we know their kids' names. We know what's going on in their lives, and when they hurt, we hurt. It's like our children. Now you've identified 5 trends that I want you to share with us. What's the first one?
Absolutely. You know, every year we do Aflac Workforces Report where we try and help small businesses understand the employment environment in a way that they probably couldn't without. And the 5 things we've looked at this year are really that, we're seeing that American workers still have a false sense of confidence around benefits. A little detail around that would be about 75% of the workers out there are making benefits decisions without a complete understanding of the overall plan. But more importantly, similar to last year, they're making a decision without really understanding how their past decisions have impacted them financially.
When you're saying they have a false sense of confidence, are you saying that they think that they've done a better job than they really have of making a decision about benefits?
Absolutely, and we know that we have evidence of that in the fact that employees often leave benefit options and benefit savings on the table every year, whether it's through a flexible spending account, a healthcare savings account, et cetera. They're just not great at forecasting what their future benefits will be,
right,
future benefit needs will be. Second thing is, even though the economy is improving, we still see financial insecurity as a new norm. And we hear this directly from employees, whether it's the not being financially prepared for out-of-pocket health care costs. Nearly half of employees out there are not at all prepared to pay for out-of-pocket expenses. You know, we talked about this last year, is that, you know, most employees, you know, have less than about $700 to help them through a financial crisis. And a lot of times healthcare situations create financial crisis for people. So we need to, especially as small business employers, we need to spend a lot more time educating our workers about the financial consequences.
How could we do that? How could we, in those first two things, helping them with the confidence of that, about their benefit choices and their financial security, how would an employee, what do you recommend an employer does, they say to their employees to help them without coming across as being nosy?
Yeah, I think it's all about access to information and making sure that your employees have access to the best information possible. To your point, you can become preachy about it, but if you as the small business employer are concerned, the best way to show concern and the best way to help people is just to drive the education to them, either through the benefits practices that you have on site or making sure that they have benefit access through consultants that can help them direct to make it an event. It's something we do here at Aflac a couple times a year. Even though we may not be in an open enrollment season, we keep benefits knowledge in front of people literally every single month. It cannot be a once-a-year activity.
What would be an example of what you would consider to be a classic array, a general array of benefits? Life insurance, health insurance. Just
yeah.
What are the staples in the back?
Yeah, the staples obviously are primary care, health insurance, short-term disability, life, accident, critical illness, dental, and vision. Then you talk about the voluntary portions, whether it's hospital indemnity, intensive care, things like that. But we're seeing, you know, over the years, that sort of primary core group, which now includes dental and vision, is pretty much standard across the board these days in order to be competitive from a benefits perspective.
So where can they find this report, your research? Is that available on your website?
Absolutely. As usual, you can go to aflac.com/workforces, and you'll be able to get all of the most updated information as usual.
Check that out, folks. It'll make you smarter when you do. I always like getting this report in from Matthew whenever they do it. So we got more to come, but we're going to report some more on the findings of their report, including more about what you can do as an employer to help your employees. And again, as I keep saying, to help you not let them get poached away from you. 20 after, right back with Matthew Owenby. He's with Aflac. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.